Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And as I so often say, I pray that it is food, because this is the Easter season. We find glory, blessing. It's not just for a day, it's a whole season in our world. But not many people pay attention to that. Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you. Live out your faith. I don't mean that you have to be carrying a rosary all the time or the Bible all the time. I don't mean that. I mean, most of all, in your heart first. Go to the Lord. Stop in a chapel whenever you can and think of what he suffered for you. You can take it personally. It is for you. It is for me. And we want to be in a place where we're grateful to him and seek to follow him more closely. That's what God wants. So let's take a look today at the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 14, verses 19 to 28. In those days, some Jews from Antioch and Iconium arrived and won over the crowds. They stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered around him, he got up and entered the city. He didn't run away. On the following day, he left with Barnabas for Derbe. After they had proclaimed the good news to that city and made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. They strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in the faith, saying, "It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." They appointed presbyters for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting commended them to the Lord in whom they had put their faith. Then they traveled through Pisidia and reached Pamphylia, and after proclaiming the word at Perga, they went down to Attalia. And from there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work they had now accomplished. And when they arrived, they called the church together and reported what God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. Then they spent no little time with the disciples. Think of that, brothers and sisters. They suffered. They suffered to preach the word of God. And here we are so often. Well, I won't mention God because they aren't Christian or they aren't Catholic or whatever the case. And we make some kind of excuse or other to not publicly share. Just publicly share what's a section you've read that's meant a lot to you. Entice, bring people close. Don't just say, "Oh, I guess you don't want to hear that." And they'll say, "No, I don't want to hear that." But if you say, "Just listen to this for me," and read just a paragraph out of the gospel or the first readings that you has struck you very hard, bring it to them and say, "Let me tell you what I think of it. Then you can tell me what you think of it." And they might say, "I don't understand any of it." Then just say, "I'll be glad to help you." Doesn't mean you have to be a scripture scholar. If it is a scripture scholar, go to your parish priest. Ask him. But just please, brothers and sisters, don't just learn it as new in yourself. Know that you're about to become an apostle to bring the word of God to others. And we have to do it simply. We don't have to get on a platform. We don't have to have a huge crowd, just one by one. Just share what you've learned from the Word of God. And that will bring other people to say, well, Jay, I never read that. Lend them your Bible or get them a Bible. Get them a New Testament at least and let them read. And they'll come to you with many questions. And when you don't have the answers, just say, I don't know, but I know where we can find out. Go to your parish priest. Go to a sister or sisters in your area. Go to someone or someone else who's a strong Catholic and just say to them, help me to understand this. God will help. God will be with you because he wants to bring you into the fullness of life in his word for now. Psalm 145, your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, making known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages, and your dominion endures through all generations. May my mouth, that's you and me, may my mouth speak the praise of the Lord, and may all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Read that psalm over again for yourself, Psalm 145. Read it, and read it again, and then read it again until it becomes part of you. This is God's living word, and this word has power to change our lives. It's not any magazine or book we pick up, even if it's a very good one. That's not what can change lives. It's the gospel. It's the whole Bible that can change your life. I really urge you to get one if you don't have one. Please, and then read some small portion of it every day. John chapter 14, verses 27 to 31 says this. Jesus said to his disciples, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father and that I do just as the Father has commanded me. If Jesus does the will of his Father, why do we think we don't need to? I happen to have, as I've mentioned to you before, I happen to have an absolutely wonderful father. We weren't wealthy. I've said that to you before, too. He had to work very, very hard every day, again and again and again. Brothers and sisters, he was a true father for me. And God our Father wants to be the Father of all of us. And that's infinitely even greater. He wants to love you and care for you and show. And don't go around expecting to hear all kinds of voices or anything like that. It's not that way. For me, it can come from something in a program that I've seen on television, just one line that I went, oh, and I pay attention to that. Whatever it is, anybody gives you a piece of scripture, because scripture is living. Remember that. It's living just like you're living, even greater. Please open your hearts to Jesus and to what he wants to give you, because he wants all of us to go home to heaven with him. And that's where I want to be. And I want you to be there too. Believe me, I'll look for you until I find you. But I want to see you. For God loves those who follow him. Even if we fail many times, but we get up and try again. And the more we do that, the more it becomes part of us. If you have a good friend, turn to them at times and say, how do you deal with this, or how do you deal with that? Because all of us have temptations. All of us can sin. All of us can fail our Lord. All of us. I just go back to confession and I say what my problem is, and the priest either says, you're fine, go and be blessed. And he blesses me. But brothers and sisters, no matter how difficult the sin is, the moment you say the word, God forgives. Those of you who are Catholic, please come to the sacrament of reconciliation, that you might know more and more the beauty of our God, the beauty of his sacrifice to us, a horrible death for you and for me. I know in Lent, when Jesus was crucified, I just had to sit there and think, Jesus, you did this for me, and you did this for all those who love you. And in fact, you did it for everybody. Some people don't know it or don't believe it. I pray for faith to come to other people. Strength and faith, that it can grow in your hearts. Because Jesus, I can't imagine the horrible death he died for you and for me. And he wants you to know that he loves you. And he wants so much that you would draw closer to him and follow him, that we might one day be together with him in heaven. That's what God's after, and he will give it to us if we follow him closely. Amen.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.